Second much of Ashur. In Parshas Vayechi that we learned yesterday, so the highlight of the Sedra was the brachas, the different brachas which Yaakov Avinu presented to his 12 sons, and all of the brachas were different. Each son received a different bracha, presumably tailor-made for his particular tchuna, his particular tendencies, and so on. The very end, the Pasuk says in first source, Bereshis Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Chav Ches, Kol Eila Shifte Yisrael, Shneim Oso, Vizos Asher Dibel Hamavim, Vayvarach Osom, Ish Asher Kibrichoso, Berach Osom. That's the Pasuk at the very end. It says, these are the 12 Shvatim, and each one was given a bracha in accordance with what Yaakov felt was appropriate, and so on. Ish Asher Kibrichoso, Berach Osom. Rashi comments in the second source, Berach Osom. Berach Osom, lo hoya lo lomar el ish asher kivirchaso berach oso. Rashi wonders, what do you mean ish kivirchaso berach osom? It should be each one received his bracha. Why is it osom, which means them? In the plural, matam aloma berach osom, lefishen nosam liyehuda gvuroso shal aryeh, ulubinyamin chatifoso shal zeib, unaftali kaluso shal ayel, yocha shalom kalalam b'chala brachos, tam aloma berach osom. Now, in addition to all the individual brachas, even the general brachas, they were all included in each other's brachas in one way or another. That's the idea of Berach Osam. But aside from that, that generalization, everybody received his own particular bracha, again, in accordance with his particular talents and so on, as Rashi alluded to. So, Shimshon Raphael Hirsch writes in Parshas Vayechi, it's the third source, Perek Memches Posi Gimel. Rather, as we already indicated above in the verse, the Kahal Goyim here, denoted Kahal Goyim, gives this nation in general the characteristic mission that in spite of their being united into one completely similar body of men, by their all having the one common spiritual and moral mission and outlook on life, they are nevertheless to consist of a diversity of tribes. The nation is to represent agriculture as well as commerce, militarism as well as culture and learning, etc. Thereby, as a model nation, factory to establish the truth that the one great personal national calling which God has revealed in His Torah is not dependent on any particular kind of calling or trade, but that the whole of mankind, in all its shades of diversity, can equally find its calling in the one common spiritual and moral mission and outlook in life. It's a powerful comment by Hirsch for a number of different reasons, but not the least of which is that it stresses that Klal Yisrael consists of many different types of people, many different individuals who have different talents and different abilities, and it's not limited to only one group. That's a valuable lesson for today. There's not only one approach, there's not only one derech in terms of Avodas Hashem, not only one way to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Different people have different abilities, different talents, and can reach and become Avdei Hashem, each person his or her own way. That's what I think of what Hirsch is saying. There are different streams and different strings of an instrument and so on and so forth, each which produces its own sound, which again, on a certain area, can be viewed as all correct in one fashion or another. By using that as an introduction, so we come to the question I wanted to look at in terms of different nuschos and different pronunciations. The Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Orach Chaim Siman Samech Ches, in the fourth source, quotes from the Arizal. The Magen Avraham doesn't spell the whole thing out. The Magen Avraham in general is rather brief usually. The Magen Avraham was not originally meant as a sefer, to be printed, I think, as a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. I think it was more his notes. He used to give shiurim, so he would write down ha'oros, he would write down his ideas. And that's why a lot of times the Magen Avraham doesn't really explain everything in great detail. That's why you have on the bottom of the page in Orach Chaim, the Machzor Shekel tries to work out what the Magen Avraham is talking about. And back in the Prima Gadim also tries to figure out what the Magen Avraham means, expands it. Magen Avraham is written in brief. So here he also writes in brief, but it's good enough for our purposes. Source number four. It says, Ariza Lohi Omer Piyutim Pismonim Elamasha Sidra Havishonim Kidon Akalibi Shiniskir Al Derech HaEmes. This is many different shuls have been hugging, especially Yom Noroyim time and Yom Tiv, to say a certain piyutim in the Birchas Kriyashman and the Chazar Sashatz, and they're different in hugging in different places. You go to, let's say, down the block over here in Broyers, they have a different Machzor Rashoyim Kippur that has all kinds of piyutim that are only said in that kehillah, and other kehillahs have their piyutim. The Art School Machzor has in the back, you know, it says, you know, my shul, a lot of people use the Art School Master, so they always figure, are we part of the some congregations, many congregations, there are congregations, you know, it's not always clear. Yeah, every shul has to figure out which group you belong to, the some, the many, the few. Anyway, they print the extra piyutim and so on in the back. So it says, the Arizal only said the early piyutim, for Beleza Kalir and others, which were Al-Derech HaEmes, Omdam Hamin Hogim Shanogu B'Shar Shatvila, Ein L'Shanos V'Minag Mekomo. Not supposed to change from the minig of the place. And then he writes this important line, Ki Yud Beis She'orim Ba'Shamayim Neged Yud Beis Shvatim. The Arizal has this idea, there are 12 gates, so to speak, in heaven, corresponding to the 12 Shvatim. V'chol Shevet Yesho Sha'ar Minag, and every Shevet has its own, not only like Rabbi Shimshon Hirsch said, that there can be different approaches in terms of what one does, one's livelihood and so on, but in terms of direct service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Arizal writes, quoted here by the Mogen Avraham, that there are 12 shvatim and there are 12 gates in heaven, each one representing a different shevet, how to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Levad, Mashenisker, B'Gemara, Shava, Lechol. Aside from the 1 minute the Gemara meant, he calls that the Shara Kola, Shara Kavonos, that's the general one, that's the catch-all. There are really 13. And he quotes Yerushalmi and so on. But in any event, the Arizal has this yisod, that there are 12 different drachim to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of Nusach. There is a sefer which is not on the sheets I brought with me. Rav Henkin of Yosef Elio Henkin Zohar. Rav Henkin was the Rav of New York City in the middle of the 20th century. He was sort of unofficially the chief rabbi of New York. He was the posek before Rav Moshe Feinstein became prominent in New York. So Henkin was the Rav and one of the major rabbonim here in New York City. So he had a sefer called Eidus. Those who see the luach, that a lot of the shuls use, the hanging luach, the Ezra's Torah luach, is all based on the Piske Halacha of Rav Henkin. So the Rav Henkin has a sefer called Eidus L'Yisrael, which is published here, in a sefer called Kisrei Hagana B'Yisrael Rav Henkin, which I brought with me. So he has an essay over here. It's page, it's Samach Beis. Just to find the exact source, I'm sorry. Give me a Kuf Chof Dalad. Here is a Kuf Chof Dalad and Beis. Nusach Ashkenaz, page 162 in this edition. Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Svard. So he says, Meikar Hadin, Yotzin Yidei Chovos Tfilah Bechol Nusach Shehu. Meikar Hadin, it doesn't matter, you daven Nusach Svard, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Ari, this Nusach, you Yotze with every Nusach. Bilvad, Shetei Tchilas HaBrocha, Besofa, Tochen Sholok, Kivit Takanas Chazal. As long as the main part of the Brocha corresponds with Chazal Institute. Bechoze, he says, Bechoze, nonetheless, Ein liyachid b'shus l'shanos hanusach. An individual does not have the right to change the nusach b'kvias with certainty and definitive behavior. Umasha chasidim shina menusach Ashkenaz. The fact that when the chasidim daven we call nusach svard. Maybe some people hear daven nusach svard. He says shavosheim harizpolam al nusach svard harizal pi das gedolim v'tzadikim sharotzul ispal al pi kavonos harizal. That's because it was based on the change that harizal make, and he says it's okay. Later on, he writes, and this really leads into our conversation for this morning. Garua mishina hanischos, even more problematic than changing the nusach. He writes hushina hamivtoim v'ha'havaros, changing the pronunciation and the syllables and the accents and so on. Kamo miftoi Ashkenaz, Sorad, Taman, Poland, Litter. Right, all had different pronunciations, as we know. And he says, unless you know for sure, based on Kolem of Dikduk, you're an expert in Dikduk, you're not supposed to change anything from the minute that you brought up with. He says this point, that same Arizal that the Mogen Avraham quoted in Simon Sameches is quoted here by Rav Henkin with regards to pronunciation as well. Otherwise, every time you had Kriya Sator, you'd have to lay in the Sedra many times, all the different pronunciations. Some places they do that by Parsha Zohar. Shabbos Parsha Zohar, so we assume that the Kriya of Parsha, many Rishonim assume that the Kriya of Parsha Zohar is the fulfillment of a Daraisa. So in some yeshivas, in some places, they'll read Parsha Zohar numerous times. The ones they'll read it in Ashkenazi, they'll read it by like the Yekes, they'll read it like the Hasidim, they'll read it like the Yemenites read it, they'll read it seven, eight, I don't know how many times, a bunch of times. So Parsha Zohar, so people are Machmir, Henkin writes, if we were really concerned about that, we'd have to do that every week. So we would never get home, right after Shachar, it'd be time for Shal Shudas, right? We'd never get through the laning. So he says, "Ubevadai shelachatchila yesh lekol kol livchoshatz v'karbator shekarba habarosha kalkorin." Obviously, it's preferable for every congregation to select balei tefillah and balei kriya that read according to the minhag of that shul, even though it can be made l'bishas adchak and so on. Anyway, so Rav Henkin mentions this concept of trying to stick to a particular havara and nusach that the shul has. Nonetheless, he says a person is yotze the other way. So we know that there are many distinctions between. First, we say distinction between Ashkenazim and Sfardim, but the truth is, it's far from uniform in any one of these groups. Let's say among the Sfardim, I used to teach in a yeshiva high school in Deal, New Jersey. It's a lot of people in the Syrian community there. So the Syrians pronounced, or many at least the Syrians in that community, pronounced the Patach like an A, the short A in like the word hat or cat. They used to say, have a nice Shabbat, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat. Or they spoke about Kashrut. They pronounced the Patach like an A in the word hat or bat, which is not the way we pronounce it. That's not even the way all Sfaradim pronounce it. Many Sfaradim don't. You know, the Yemenites, the Taimanim, they have a Gimel. Certain times the Gimel they pronounce like a G in the word George or whatever. They pronounce it that way. So they had different pronunciations certainly among the Sfaradim as well. Among the Ashkenazim, we have many different pronunciations. I remember when I was a little kid, we used to daven. My uncle was a rabbi of a shul outside of Pittsburgh. So it was a Hungarian community. So we used to go there. My father was the Baal Tekeya there, the Daven Musaf of the Omid. So a lot of people there were Hungarian. They used to sell the aliyahs. A lot of old-time shul, some new-time shuls also, they sell the aliyahs. So I was a little kid, so we were listening. They would say in Yiddish, Finifin Svansik Dala for a Koyan, right? And sell it for a Koyan, for a lady, for a Shlishi, for a Rabbi, for a Hamishi, for a Naftir. And then, at first I know it was, he would say, Finifin Svansik Dala for Tzuvach Nusa. Oh, I know what Shlishi is, I know what Revi is, I know what a Kohen is, I know what Hag Ben Galila, what's Tzuvach Nusa? So I remember this, and I asked my mother, what's Tzuvach Nusa? So it's Hotzah V'Hachnosa, taking out the Torah and putting it back in, Hotzah V'Hachnosa. But the way they said it, Tzuvach Nusa. So I didn't know what it was, so you know, I was bold enough, I guess, to ask my father. And the truth of the matter is, you sometimes have, that we also had in that community, what we call a hyper-correction. Many of the Chassidim, they pronounce the U like an E, right? They'll say Avini Malkaini, right? The Malkaini. But Avini Malkaini, they'll pronounce the U as an E. And then when they came back and they wanted to become a little bit more modern, so they tried to correct it. What do you mean correct it? So they felt that's the old way of pronouncing Europe. We're modern, so we can pronounce it in the proper way. So the name of this particular shul, my uncle was the rabbi, was called Gemilas Chesed. That's the name of the shul. So the old Tom was convinced, oh, Gemilas Chesed, that's the way we pronounce it in Hungary. The real, it's be Gemulas Chesed. They wanted to correct it to make it. So he had to the point. My uncle showed me that, and they had the art before they built the new building. When they had the architect's picture, the projected look of the building. So it was going to say on the front of the building, and it said Congregation Gemulas Ches, Gemulas. And had my uncle had to convince him. No, this time the real word really is Gemulas Ches. It's not Gemulas Ches. So if you listen to some of the music from the Gerach Hasidim, David Werdegard had the old tapes, the old music from the Gerach Hasidim. They have the famous Gerach Shir Hamala. So if you listen carefully, it says there they sing the hypercorrect. It says Shuvah Hashem Es Shavuseinu. We say Shuvah Hashem Es Shavuseinu. It's actually a Kriyin Ksiv. That's not why they do it. If they say Shuvah Hashem Es Shavuseinu. Kafikim Banegev. They hypercorrected it. Another song, Lechdech, they say, it's possible it's Lechdech Acharei Bamidbar. They say Lechdech Acharei Bamidbar, because that's probably the correct way. It's not, the word is Acharei. So sometimes they have the hypercorrections. Among the Ashkenazim, certainly one of the points of distinction is the pronunciation of the Cholom. Do you pronounce it O? Is it O? Is it Oi? Is it Ow? Is it A? Right, so you have all kinds of different pronunciations. You know, do you say? I guess to give an example of the different words, do you say, you know, Kriyas HaTorah, or Yeshiva say Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaTera, or Kriyat HaTorah. Right, there's one simple phrase. There's many, many different pronunciations. There's a guy in my shul who doesn't like when we get a guy davening for the Amud who pronounces the O like an oil, like in the yeshivas they say Torah and Moshe and so on and so forth. He doesn't like when a guy davening. He refers to the person as a Bala Chaloimus. You know, that's right, the person who says the cholam in this way. One of the proofs that some people wanted to... Yeah?
What changes the meaning?
Oh, very good. Yeah, very good. We'll get to it in a second. There was... I remember also an episode when I was in Salavetia Shir, the Rav, right downstairs over here. So there was an Israeli fellow in the Shir. And in my time, the Rav was already very old. It was the last few years that he said Shir in the Yeshiva. So when a person would ask a kasha from a Rambam or from one of the Rishonim or something, the Rav didn't have it in front of him, so he would ask the fellow to read it. So this fellow was a Sfardi. So he read the, like in a very, very proper Sfardi pronunciation, he read the Rambam, and I still remember, he said, whatever he was talking, he said, Chayav lehotzi, Chayav lehotzi. So the Rav said, Chayav what? Chayav lehotzi, lehotzi. Cannot hear a word, say the word again, lehotzi. So finally the Rav said, spell it for me. So the guy said, Lamed Hey Vav Tzadi Yud Aleph. Oh, Lehetzi! Lehetzi! And I wanted to say this in the first place. It's just a pronunciation. We have some people feel that it's not correct to pronounce the words with a oi, because after all, they say, we have a word, goy, shalos asani goy. So if the O sound would be oi, so what do you need the yud for? Right, you should just spell it Gimel Vav, and that would pronounce it as Goy. What do you need the Yud for? Other people are saying, you're going to bring a Raya from a Goy? That's not a proper way. So we have different So we have different pronunciations. This issue was already brought up in the days of the Rishonim. If you look back on the sheets now, source number 5, Rabbeinu Bachai, one of the Rishonim, in Farsh commentary on Chumash, Rabbeinu Bachai comments about the Sfardi pronunciation. He was a Sfardi, but he pronounced comments about the Sfardi pronunciation. He says, "V'afal pi shenira shakometz v'apatach hakol davar echad v'tnua achas ein adavar kein." We know that to this day, the Sfardim, or many Sfardim, pronounce the O, the what we call the komatz, or the O, and the A, the patach, the same. You can't tell the difference. Right, the word is Shabbos, is spelled Shin with a patach under it, and the Beis has a komatz on it. But by the Sfardim, which is accepted today in Eretz Yisrael, in colloquial talk, they say Shabbat, as if it's the same vowel, but it's not the same vowel. And as Rabbeinu Bachai is commenting, he's against this practice, he thinks it's not right. In fact, it comes in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, that's where it is, because when Avram sees the Malachim, he says Adonai. Okay, now it depends how you pronounce it. If you're saying the Shem Hashem, I'm just saying now because we're teaching, the Shem Hashem you pronounce Adonai, but Adonai can mean my master. So that's the whole question. What did Avram mean when he addressed the Malachim? That's what the Ben Bechai is talking about in that piece. But he says the Kometz and the Patach is not the same thing. Ela sheyesh hefresh beinei and b'miftah. Shatua kometz gvoda. He talks about a different, you know, different types of sound. And he finds, you asked before, the gentleman here asked before about the meaning. He said sometimes it changes the meaning. So he says for the word aron, the aron habris. So it depends what it is. Aron habris or aron habris. When it's nismach, when the word is connected to the next word, it's aron habris. When you speak about the aron by itself, it's just aron. That's what Rabbi Nochai mentions. Or sometimes he says in the third line, chen hinenoch sholeach maloch. But malach habris, which connected the next words with a patach. So that's Rabbeinu Bachai's point. It's not the same. The meanings are different. One is conjoined to the next word. It's nismach to the next word. And so towards the end, again, he gives other examples. He discusses this issue when Lot spoke to them. He said, Adonai, you can't pronounce in the same way. Adonai and Adonai makes a difference in terms of the meaning. So look at the last four lines. He says, V'zeo ha-hefresh ha-godol she'esh b'torasena ben komatz l'patach ke-hefresh she'esh ben or l'choshech ben kodosh l'choshech. Tremendous difference in a komatz and a patach. V'chein motzinu sh'amachlev patach b'komatz lo yimalei ma'achas mishtan. You run into one of two problems. O yaharos ha-kavona. Either you'll just destroy the meaning. O yavol de'kfirich. Ki os hei shall ha'af tisper, ilu kamatzo ha'ma'apa kavanoso shall avrom. Ha'af tisper means even will you tolerate, even af. But if you say ha'af tisper, right, so it's talking about something else, and perhaps talking about your nose, and so it makes something different. Oh, ha'kel yavos mishpat, ilu kamatzo yekfira. Al and Yaves. She has a number of differences in terms of chachme, addictive. So that's what he's talking to the Sfardim. He's a Sfardim himself, but he objects to this practice. Someone said before about who and he, so about the Chassidim, there's no difference. I think I heard in the name once of the Belzer Rebbe, one of the Rebbes, he said, according to our pronunciation, everybody's an androgynous. Androgynous means someone who has both male and female characteristics in halacha. Because everybody, who and he, it's all the same. So you read the Megillah, at the beginning it says, Vahib Machashverosh, they lay in a he Achashverosh, and later on it says, Vahiyomen is Hadassah, he Esther. So Achashverosh is a he, and Esther is a he, so everybody's the same. It's hard to tell the difference between a male and a female. That was his objection. In the source number 6, I quoted from the Sefer Mekor Baruch, which is a biography of the Baruch HaLevi Epstein, the author of the Torah Tamima. So he has a 4-volume sort of autobiography. He has a lot of interesting stories and different things. In Halacha, a whole section about his relationship with his aunt. He was a nephew of the Netziv. So he has a whole section, part of which was translated into English, called My Uncle the Netziv. He has a whole, that was a controversial book in its time, but it's all in the Mekor Baruch. So one thing he writes, he doesn't like... doesn't like the literature. He was a literature himself, but he doesn't like the literature pronunciations. He writes in source 6, V'chein lo ha'yosovel es bitu ha'cholom kimo shemavati'im es ha'tzere. Doesn't like to say tere, the word, but it's a cholom. He says, because otherwise you come up with a funny conclusion. He says, you come to the pasuk in Mizmor L'David, when you put the Torah away on Shabbos, it's a hovel Hashem kavod v'oz. Hol Hashem Kavod Oz means ascribe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavod is honor, glory, and Oz is strength. So if you pronounce it the way we literature pronounce it, Hol Hashem Kaved Ve'ez, ascribe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu liver and a goat. Right? That's what comes out. So he doesn't like this change of pronunciation. Yeah.
The fire that comes from Hungary told me that it means it would happen.
Right. Right, so that's what we're going to come to.
But this is what I'm going to ask you. Yeah. Without me, the morning, we hear the time, when you have the action, and I believe she wasn't.
Okay, so Goshen and Geshem is a different issue. Maybe if Rabbi Shlomo might be back another time, we can talk about Geshem and Goshem. That's a different issue. That's a question of whether that's the end of a sentence or it's not the end of a sentence. That's a different shir. Different shir. It relates to pronunciation, obviously, but that's not a difference between the Litvish or Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. That's a different shir, different subject. So Mitzvashem, another time we'll talk about it. Okay, let's go right there. So that's the background. Now, this issue of different pronunciations is not new. It didn't start with the Chassidim and so on. It didn't even start with Rabbeinu Bachai. We have such a thing already in Tanakh, in source number 7, in Shoftim, Perek Yud Beis. There were Jews, they were trying to test who was from the which Shevet and so on for a certain episode, was again, the details aren't important. But Omelo Emor Nas Shibolas, certain people didn't pronounce the Shin, they pronounced the Shin as the word Shibolas, like a Samach, like with some Litvish it do also. Some Litvish also, they say, I remember they were here to share once on about the Broch of Secheyono. It was talking Secheyono. It means Shechiyono. So, but this was an old thing. It was in the time of the Nevi'im. So in Shoftim and Perikir, they would say Sovin Velo Yovin Ladaber came, but also so they could tell who was who because the way they pronounced the names. Rashi says, what does it mean? They didn't say Shibolas. They said Sibolas. Rashi says over there in Source H, Megamgigim Veloshonam. They didn't pronounce it properly. The word is Shibolas. They mispronounced it. That's how the Radak writes also. That's how they tested these people, because these people always pronounce the Shin differently. These Ephratim would pronounce it as a Sin. And therefore, that's how they would test them. Why would that word? Okay, so does this matter? So the truth is, we see from the Gemara also that sometimes pronunciation matters. We'll see when it comes to Kriya Shema and Davening and Laning. And actually, the Gemara says in Brachas, and daf teso and reis in source ten toni ravad kamei the rova limadatim shum chotam shitein revach ben hadveikin. When you say Kriya Shema, you have to make a pause between certain words that might naturally become connected because the last letter of word A runs right into the first letter, the same as the first letter of word B. Rashi says on the side, Bein Hadvekim, Tevos Hamedubok Ozubazu, words which are connected to each other. Im Eincha Mafridon Kishateva Shnia Maschelas Baos Shateva Shmafonel Nigmeres, who Koros on Shte Osos Baos Acha. Sounds like one word. Right, if you're going to read, the word A ends with a certain letter, and word B begins with the same letter, and you read it fast, so it'll sound like one long word, and that's not proper. And the Gemara gives examples. On the Rav Basrei, Kigon Al Levavecha. Right? Well, he was talking about Al Levavecha. So those are two different words, Al Levavecha. So the Gemara is telling us that it's proper to pause between Al and Levavecha, otherwise it sounds like one word, Al Levavecha. Right? And that's not correct. Al Levavchem, Bechol Levavcho, Bechol Levavchem. The next one's interesting, Esav Besodcha. That's two different sounds. Why is that a problem? Or Vadatam Ahir understand Hakonof Pasil in the third. That's two different sounds. So evidently you see from that Gemara that it could be that in the days of the Gemara, at least some people pronounced those letters in a way that was much closer together than we did. Otherwise, what's the concern of Esav Besodcha? That's enough of a distinction. But if you soften it, soften one, or you harden the other one, it'll become very close. Same thing with Akon of Pasil, and so on. So therefore, you're supposed to be Medaktik, Osios, and Kriyashma. The Gemara makes another, source number 12, the Gemara in Brachas makes another distinction that people should draw. This is an issue of Ashkenazim. It says, the Beir of Elezvin Yaakov Korin la'alfin einin, ula einin alfin. Most of us who are Ashkenazim don't really make any distinction between an aleph and an ayin. Right? The Sfaradim do. There's some Ashkenazim, when they lay and they do, they try and make the ayin supposed to be a more guttural sound. But the Gemara, Rashi comments, the Bach actually says on the top of page 13, he says, Haina bedrosh av betfila isura ikra. It's also to pronounce it that way in davening. And therefore, the Gemara says in Megillah, that's what the Bach refers us to. So we'll take a look in 14. The Gemara in Megillah, Chav Dalam and Bey, says, Omar of Asi, Chifni Ubishni. Somebody from Haifa in that area, and Bishni is from Beishan. Those who know Beishan is just to the south of Tveria, when you go up the valley road there. So people from Haifa and Beishan, Lo Yisos Kapov, a coin from those places shouldn't duchen. Why not? Again, Tanya Mahoki, Amor lift that table, Lo Anche Beishan, Lo Anche Beish Haifa. Why? They mispronounce these letters. So the Gemara says you shouldn't have somebody from these communities who mispronounce the Aleph and the Ayin in this fashion, daven for the Yomid, or even be one of the Kohanim who's duchening. Just staggering comment. But that's what it says. And he says there are certain words, for example, which if you mispronounce it, apparently there was an issue with the Ches and the Hey. So the Gemara says, if you come to a pasuk, v'chikisi l'Hashem, v'chikisi, I wait, or you say v'hikisi, you know, it sounds like I'm hitting, right? You can change the meaning by mispronunciation. So that's what this Gemara says, that it's not proper to have these people daven. Now Rashi makes an interesting comment. Rashi says in source 15, says, "Mipnei shekor la'alfin ayin alfin, ma'osim b'birkas konim, ha'yomim yo'er with an ayin, is lashon klala." Right, lashon klala. So therefore, if you're going to mispronounce it there, I will say, he quotes psukim where that you know that can refer to anger and curse and so on and so forth. So if you're going to mispronounce the word, then you're mecharef and megadef. Then you're saying, you said before, you're changing the meaning by this. So that's what the Gemara is talking about. So you see from all of this that pronunciation, especially as it impacts the meaning, can have a very, very significant difference. Now. Then the Gemara Tosus comments there that apparently the Chiyad was not able to pronounce the Ches properly and says, how'd they let him go up for the Amid? Okay, so Tosus says, and it's an important point, we'll look at it in Source 16, Kosher, Kevin Shohoya Chomer Ches, Im Kein Hecho Yidu Rebbe Lefne Ateva, Keshagoza Tani, it refers to another Gemara where Rebbe asked him to be the Chazin, and it says you're not supposed to bring someone from Haifa or Beishan to be the Chazin because they mispronounce these letters. So he says, well, V'yesh Loma Dekshaho Miskaven Likos Aches Koreos Shaper Oidei Torah. Not that he can't do it. You know, we have that sometimes in America. They say they can't pronounce the ches because in English it's not. There's no ches in English. The Happy Hanukkah, you know, they're in the radio or whatever. The people who are not, did not grow up speaking Hebrew have, you know, people of Bali Tshuva, Baruch Hashem, and became from. But they didn't grow up with Hebrew. They grew up in America. They say Arayom Hazeh. You hear people have difficulty with the ches when they daven for Yama, when they say brachas. You know, the guy was always telling me that he was reading in the Huffet Chaim. The person's been observing for many, many years, but he still has trouble with that ches. So that's what the. But the Tosa says, well, if you could do it because so it's okay. And, you know, therefore they felt it was okay. The Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Peivav, is a different answer to that kasha. There was nobody else available. He was the best person available. Okay. In terms of the halacha, the Rambam writes in Source 18, Hilchos Tfilah Perek Ches Halacha Yud Beis, V'chein ha'ile k'gon misha kori la'alef ayin la'ayin alef v'chol misha ina uchal hotzias osios k'tikunan ein memanonos oshiach tzibur. Rambam passes, you cannot appoint as a shliach tzibur somebody who doesn't pronounce the letters properly. Okay, that's all we need for there. And in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, a little bit later in the same section, Parak Tezvav, Halacha Aleph, Shisha Dvar Mon Nesias Kapayim, and one of them is the Loshon, the first one, Haloshon. The Rambam writes a few sentences later, a few words later, Haloshon, Ketzad, Ha'ilgim She'ein Motzin Asosis Kitikunim, Kigorin Shekar La'alfin Einin, Ula Einin Alfin, Ola Shibola Siboles, Ukiyotze Behen Ein Nosin Es Kapayim. So the Rambam paskins like these Gemaras. Someone who doesn't pronounce the letters and the words properly shouldn't daven for yamin, shouldn't go up to duchen and so on. That's quite a staggering remark, but that seems to be the halacha. So all these pronunciations, if you pronounce things quote unquote in an improper fashion, even though that's the way you learned and that's what you did, it seems to be a significant problem. I don't know how long this issue was in Haifa and Beit Shan, you know, that they would pronounce, they wouldn't duchen. But I once heard, I don't know if it's correct, and maybe somebody knows, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, the minig, in most places, they duchen every day. Ashkenazim as well. I go to Yerushalayim, so, you know, they duchen every day. Yerushalayim and Tel Aviv. In some places, you know, in Sfat, they don't duchen every day. Only on Shabbos. They don't duchen every day. And in certain places in North, in Eretz Yisrael, that's not the minig. I heard that once when the Ridbaz, it was a Rav, what a famous commentary on the Yerushalmi, that he was actually in Chicago for a while and he had to run away from Al Capone. He got involved in the Shechita issues and so on and so forth. So, and he ran afoul of the mob. He had to run away. So he came to Tzfat and he said, what kind of business is this? They don't duchen every day in Tzfat. He ended up in Tzfat. So he wanted to change it, but the Ger Rebbe told him to leave the minig alone, so he left it alone. But I heard someone suggest once that maybe that's a holdover from this Gemara, from the people of Haifa and Beit Shan, the north of Eretz Yisrael, that area, they don't duchen maybe because of this. I don't know if that's true, but in any event, that was the practice. The Rambam paskins like this, like these Gemaras. The Turei Evan commenting, huh? What's that? Well, the Aleph, though, the Aleph, you missed me. That's what the Rashi said before, the Yair. Anyway, the Turei Evan on that Sugid Megillah makes an important point as well, though, in terms of our understanding halacha. I stress I'm not here to paskin how to pronounce them, just to raise the issues. The Turei Evan writes in Source 20, Megillah Chof Daf Amud Beis, Chifni Bishnu Isa Kapov and so on, because the Ayin and the Aleph, as we said, and Rashi explains because it mispronounces or misrepresents something in Birchas Kohanim. So the Turei Evan writes, Mashma di lav hainu taimash, and mahapkan abrochel klola hainosin kapayim. He says, wait a second. So we have an analyze this clearly. He said, wait a minute. It sounds like it's only a problem because you change the meaning of a brocha to a klola. If not for that, it would be okay. He says, why would it be okay? Why does Rashi stress it's only a change to change the meaning from brocha to klola? Even if you didn't change the meaning from brocha to klola, Rashi sounds like you make the brocha into a klola. But that's even without that, it should be no good because you're not reading the word that it says in the Torah. Why did they come up with this other reason? So he says, "V'yesh lomar dilav mishum da'i lechiluf alfan l'ainim ishapkin brocha l'kola lo hayak pei the mishum pegam habrocha dolinin tefila nami lo kop bitana el lo horid lifnei ateva v'hayna lo tzei acherim v'dei chavosam." The issue is if a person pronounces something his way, that's what he learned from his parents and so on. Tori Evan says that's okay. The only issue is to be motzi others or in front of the tzibur. That's the problem. That's how he learns it. And he says, because you could get somebody else, so get somebody else. But Koran, atzmo, lahosi, it's atzmo, gufe, shapir, domi. Vein, tzor, lahoda, lotzi, and echem, and akorin, kahogi. He says, for a person himself, he says, that would be okay. So that's an important kula of a person himself. Meaning, if you're in a shul, everybody pronounces them in some way, and you pronounce it different, then you can't be the chazan, or be motzi others, idei chovosan. The Radvaz has a tshuva in the next source 21, Helik Alefsim and Shin, Saridal, and the tshuva's of Radvaz. Radvaz, he was asked a person who couldn't say the ches. So he would coin. He would say instead of vichuneko, he'd say vihuneko. Like an example like I gave before, Hanukkah and Chafetz Chaim and all that. People couldn't pronounce the yichas. He says, at first he says, lo yadatshuva, lo yadati mamokom yeshul shelazu. I don't know what the whole kasha he says. Because so he said, why should what? Only Aleph and Ayin? It's true of Ches and Hey too. The Gemara just gave the example of Ayin and Aleph, but it's true of any mispronunciation. That's what he thinks. So he says, that maybe there's a difference as follows. He says the problem is only if everybody in the town, that's how they pronounce it. He said that's different, that's okay. He says the Rabbah says it's only a problem if you pronounce something different than everybody else in the community, so then that's an ilay. But when it's but if everybody does it like that, he said it has to be, because what? Aren't the people of Haifa and Beit Shan, they never duchened? They never davened? How could it be? They did. What the Gemara says, in some other community, you don't bring someone from Haifa, Beit Shan to lead the davening or to be in the duchen. But in their community, said the Rabbi, said, it doesn't make any sense to me to say they never duchen. The answer I gave before notwithstanding, but they never davened for the yomim. That doesn't make any sense. That's how they pronounced it. So it's only a problem that when you're in a community that pronounces it differently. Shulchan Aruch writes in source 22, or Chaim Siman Nun Gimel Sifri Beis, Einu Manin Mishakar Alfen Einel Einen Alfen. Okay, and again, the Mishabur explains the distinctions, and he quotes in Sifkot Lamed Ches in the second part of source 23. He says, the first part of source 23. He says, Pirish havaras ha'ayin hu b'chozer kamu b'yosem havaras ha'alev hua dila mishakor ha'chesen ha'ayin, if you pronounce the ches the hay, o shakor l'shimbolas sibolas, but, he writes, v'im kulo medavrim kach, says the Mishnah Berurah, everybody in the community speaks that way, then mutter li'o shatz, then you can be the shatz. Okay, if everybody does it, then it's okay. And he writes in Lamed Ches, he quotes in the Pri Chodosh, in addition, even if it's not in that in the community where everyone does it that way, he says, perhaps according to some chronim say, even if he's different than everyone else, but he's the best person fit for the job for other reasons. He's the most pious person. He's the most sometimes Hashem Kippur. You want to get somebody who's not from the community, maybe has a different ability, a different level, and so on. That's okay. The same thing with the duchening, Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Arachaim Sim Kuchov Kesit Lan Gimel. Misha Eni Odea Lachto Chaosios Kigon Shomel Alfen Einel Ein Alfen Ukeot Vazel Loisos Kapov. And again, the Mishnah writes in Kotten Kuf Ches, Hu Adin Mishakola Ches and Hein, O Shakola Shibola Siboles. But again, the Mishnah reiterates, Vim Kol B'nei Iro Korin Kach Mutal Isakapayim Shamba Osom Mokom. And therefore he says, when we tam zeh kasu achonim debizmanenu, sherov b'nei amenu, among the Ashkenazim, the Mishabur is European, of course. So he writes, ein yodim lahavchin bein havaros ha'ayin la'alef, memele mutol isa kapot. Today, most Ashkenazim don't make any distinction between aleph and ayin. So then he says that it's mutter. V'yeshomer od debedinus rusya, shergil and harbor likos shibolas sibolas. Like I said before, some literatures say the shin and the sin, differently sechiono and so on. So after klal anshem dini yodim ha'hefresh bein shin yamonis l'smolos, become mokam mutol. So basically, the Achronim HaMekel, even though we have all these distinctions, which again, the original presentation of Dinim seemed to say it's a real problem, you can't make an Aleph a Hey, you can't make an Aleph an Ayin, you can't make an Ayin an Aleph, or a Hey and Ches, and so on, you can't interchange them. Nonetheless, the later Poskim seem to say that if everybody does it that way, or it's understood, then it's okay. So, yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting question. You say it the right way, but the question, of course, what is exactly the right way? Certain things we know objectively, other things we don't. I mean, it's interesting, and just in terms of the O sound, I'll mention because you asked the question, if you look, there's a sefer called Mishnas Hagro, which is the Diktuk Elio, which is the Diktuk rules from the Vilna Gaon. I don't consider myself by any stretch of imagination an expert in Diktuk, but the Vilna Gaon there shows how the different sounds are pronounced. So he says the O sound is actually a sort of a combination of a komatz and a cholam. Of a komatz and a shuruk, I mean. Oh, right? Or and u, right? So you say, oh, fair, oh, right? On the other hand, some say it's a patach and a shuruk, which is au, which is the yekke way of, remember there's a shul down near, I don't know if it's still there, Broadway near 193rd, someone said, the congregation says in Hebrew, oh, ev shalom. And in English, it's pronounced, oh, have, and they write, O-H-A-U-V, not anymore, it used to be. Shalom, yeah, S-C-H-A-L-A-U-M, because that's the A-U sound. I thought, well, I didn't see anyone say this, but I thought if you pronounce the U like an E, like a Chirik, like the Chassidim do, so then it's O-I, which is O-I, right? That's what they say, you know, Shlomo or Moshe, maybe. Anyway, but the question is, so that's why I answer what's right and what's wrong. It's not always as clear. I mean, clearly in some cases it is, you know, we don't make a distinction between any of the S sounds. They say that when the Vilna Gaon was a little kid, obviously he was a child prodigy, so they asked him when he was learning the Aleph Beis or whatever, is what three letters have the same pronunciation? So he said, Sin, Samach, and right away he said, Sin, Samach, and Sof, and they appear consecutively in a Pasuk and Tillim. That's how they go and do right away. That Pasuk, we say it's a Shir Shayom for Wednesday. It says, Uchsilim, Mosai, Taskilu. Uchsilim is spelled with a Samach, Mosai with a Sof, and Taskilu with a Sin. And right off the bat, they have three words in a row in Tillim that have three different S sounds. But of course, it's not always the same. By some of the Sfardim, they make a distinction. On the other hand, by some of the Sfardim, the Tzadi becomes an S sound. They say, Sisit, Sisit. Right, sisit, or sadik. So, again, and also by, it's interesting, by the chassidim, also certain sounds have changed, they come back in other ways. You know, the A becomes like a melech, become mailach, you know, the S, the segel becomes, and some of these sounds that disappear sort of creep back in another form. So it's interesting in general. Just a couple of other things I wanted to suggest, maybe to help explain this. The truth is, how do we then justify all these different pronunciations? So as we said before, the Mishnah Berurah, I only quote from the Mishnah Berurah, all the Achronim are going to from, all the regular Achronim quote these answers, that it's different when you pronounce in a whole community. I was wondering, that the truth is, it seemed to me anyway, that if you go, we don't have so many kehillas like that, at least in America today. In America, all the kehillas are a chont of different people, more kinds of different backgrounds. So it's probably not one nusach. But many yeshivas try to establish one nusach. They should lane like this, they should daven the yomid like that. And it's questionable they should have someone else daven for the yomid. But on the flip side, the more common practice I think you hear is because some people, you know, there's so many different backgrounds, everything's okay. But if you go to a community where taka everybody, let's say in Groyers or by some of the chassidishah places where everybody's pronounced in a certain way, I don't know, maybe it's better that you shouldn't daven for the yomid if you're not going to pronounce it that way, just as you wouldn't daven for the yomid if, let's say, you daven nusach Ashkenaz, and you're going to a place they daven Sfard, or vice versa, you daven nusach Sfard, but you come into a shul where they all daven nusach Ashkenaz, so that's the poskim, you're supposed to follow the nusach of the shul. So maybe it should be the same with the pronunciation. On the other hand, it's interesting, maybe there's another din. Maybe basically the reason why all this is okay, perhaps you could suggest anyway, is maybe all of this is another language, or Tzi Pesach Frank, it's not on the sheet, but Tzi Pesach Frank in a sefer called Mikroi Kodesh, on Purim, so in Siman Yud Beis, he was asked about Shina Mivta Bekriyas HaMegillah. He says, Nishalti al Dvar Elishim Mivtaim Shuru Kechirit. When they pronounce the U sound like an E. I was asked about that. In Yecholim Lotzeis Ayodim Bekriyas HaTorah Bekriyas HaMegillah. So Yeshu Ayin. The Bekriyas HaMegillah, she yotes in Bechol Loshon. Well, Bekriyas HaMegillah, the Gemara says, it doesn't even have to be in Hebrew, in any language, right? So maybe Yehi Kein Soros Haran, the Havi Loshon Shabbadu Chacham. This is a new Loshon. Right, this language, the way the Chassidim pronounce it, whatever your perspective is, maybe it's a new language. It's not Lashon HaKodesh, it's a different language. And Megillah Yotzei says Oksi Pesach Frank B'chol Lashon. So it's Lashon Shabbadu Chacham. On the other hand, of B'kriyas HaTorah, the Be'in and Dafka Lashon HaKodesh, maybe Ein Yotzei. He quotes from Cook. Maybe we'll get to it later. So I go to Rabbi Yitzchak Cook. Omar Shabbishinim Haavarash Kenazis Lavaros Sardid Hu Adim B'chol Shin Miftun Miftun Nechshav Legabe Elo Hamishanim Kekaro Velo Dikdik Bosi Yosef BeKriyas Shema Da'os LeChatchila. He said it's only an Issa LeChatchila in Kriyas Shema. I once heard somebody say that Yaakov Kamenetsky, though, was he was a big bal diktok. You look at the Emes Yaakov on the Torah, you see a lot of interesting comments based on diktok. So he said you have to be very careful and you have to pronounce the words the proper way. None of this ooh and e business like the Chassidim do. So apparently, one Chassidish fellow said, "You mean to tell me that you think the Sfas Emes wasn't Yotzei saying Kriyashma? And the Sfas Emes wasn't Yotzei Kriyashma? He didn't pronounce it that way." So supposedly, he said, "I use Yotzei b'diavad, right? Because it din is anyway." That's a situation right here. That's below dikdek bo siyaseh b'kriyashma dosa lechatchila. So that's the question. But I was thinking of this idea of a new language. I just quoted on a page. You know, we have such a din in Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer. In Sim Kuf Chavov Sif Aleph, I won't read inside. That's a din in Hilchas Gittin. A get has to be written in one language, okay? And you can't mix up different languages in a get. And the fact of the matter is, if you look in our Gittin today, so there's Aramaic and there's Hebrew, there's different languages mixed in. So how are any of the Gittin valid? So the Taz, which I have a quote over here, the Taz on is printed on the page. What is it? The source 27. Yeah. So that, again, that's Eben Ezer Siman Kuf Chavov Sif Aleph. The Taz is a Cotton Aleph. Calls it, well, there's a new language called Lashon HaTalmudim, Gemara Lashon. Right? You're going to Yeshiva. You know that song, Yeshiva Sheshbach. Yeah. You know, there's a little the English and Yiddish and Hebrew. It's all mixed into one. It's a new language. So perhaps in the worst case, all of these different pronunciations, if you pronounce it, again, depending on your perspective, the Chassidish way, the Litvish way, whatever, maybe should be considered. That's a Tzvi Pesach Frank writes. Maybe it should be considered like another language. Again, he was asked specifically about if you're an Ashkenazi, regular Ashkenazi, not from the Chassidish community, go to hear the Megillah and they read it by Hi Achashverosh, Hi Achashverosh, right? Are you Yotze or not? So he said, well, Megillah, you can be Yotze because Megillah is not a Bechol Lashon, and this is considered perhaps to be like a different Lashon, like I thought, like that Din and Hilchos Gittin. In terms of Tfilos, in source 28, in the Chaber Paskins and Arachaim Sim Kuf Aleph Sim Dalet, Yochol is Balo B'chol Loshon Sheyirtze. You can dominate any language. Hani Mila B'tzibar, Yochol is Balo B'loshon HaKodesh. Yeshom and Huomer, Hani Mila Kishol Tzroch of difference in terms of Tfilos. You have to speak in Loshon HaKodesh. But at the end, he says, Yeshom and Da'af Yochid Kishol Tzroch of Yochol Lishol B'chol Loshon Sheyirtze, Chutz Miloshon Arami. The only thing you can't do is speak in Lashon Arami. You can't daven in Aramaic as a yachid. Okay, that's why if you ever noticed, if you're home and davening Musaf yourself on Shabbos, you don't say except in a tzibur. You ever notice that? Consider it says if you're davening by yourself, you wouldn't say yikum porkon in Aramaic. You don't say Aramaic. What's in Aramaic? So Rashi, the Mishabura rather quotes, since you've caught in Tesvav there in Orchaim Sim Kuf Aleph, Ela B'Loshon HaKodos, V'Sh'ein Malach HaSharis Nizkokin Loshon Aramis. What's the matter with Aramaic? So it's interesting, the Ramah writes in a tshuva about something else, print on the bottom of the page, source 30, Mr. Charles Stewart Ramah, at the end of Siman Kuf Lamed, he says, and again, this could have relevance for our discussion, what's the problem with Aramaic? So he says, three lines in the bottom of it, towards the end of the line. Lefishu karav l'loshon hakodesh mikol shar l'shonos. Aramaic in many ways is similar to Hebrew. There are a lot of words that are very close to Hebrew. You know, sometimes you need to change certain letters. So like the Aramaic dalad and the Hebrew zion, like we have in the Gemara, man dachar shemei, dalad chof reish is dalad and zion, and it's zachar. Right? There are many, many things in Aramaic where they're very close, they're very similar to Hebrew. So he says, kosav achocham Rabbi Avram Ezra, Ibn Ezra, there are more quotes, loshon aramis hu loshon hakodesh shenishtabsho. Such a lesson. Aramaic is botched up Hebrew. Botched up Lashon Kodesh. Mixed up Lashon Kodesh. Okay? And Mashma Kodem Shnishtabesh, Hermit Medabrin Aram, Lashon Kodesh Mamish. In other words, what he means by mixed up language probably means a dialect. It started out as a different dialect. In English, we also have different dialects, right? Here from here, we live here in New York, right? So there's no R in the word New York, right? And then if you come in Boston, there's no R in you park your car, it's a, you know, right? In Boston, and you know, and we go to Texas, it's, you know, y'all, you know, it's a totally different pronunciation. And not to mention, if you go to England or to South Africa, to Australia, English is very different. The Queen's English is different than our English, right? So it's different dialects of the same, not to mention progression of language. I mean, read Chaucer, so it sounds, if you read Chaucer in the original, it sounds sounds German. Very Germanic sounding, you know, Anglo-Saxon, right? Even Shakespeare's English is different. So words change and pronunciations change. So that's probably what the Rambam means here, that Aramaic was a sort of a dialect of Hebrew. That's not correct. The Rosh, actually, and the Rosh, again, in time of Rishonim, in the Brachos, Perek Bey, Simon Bey, Source 31, says, Motsasi ben Ruke Tamir ben Yona, Shah Tamir Kevon Shatrila Biachar, Enin Ameris Abeloshna Kodesh. You're only supposed to daven Loshna Kodesh. Heich Nogu Kola Olam, in those days, Kola Olam, Shah Noshim Mispalos Bashar Loshonos. Women used to daven, even in more recent times, they had these Trina sort of books where the women would daven in Yiddish. They didn't know Hebrew so well, so they would daven in Yiddish, huh? God from Avram is still printed in many of the Siddur of Motzei Shabbos, right? From Levi Yitzchok and but many of these trinas bicha that the women used to daven in Yiddish. I got my bar mitzvah machzer, you know, instead of the old kobol machzer which had a Yiddish taich on the bottom, but before tkiyah shofar, the pages and pages of trinas in Yiddish. You know, people used to say it. So ask the Rosh, right in the time of Yisholim, this was known, was a practice. So the Rosh, yes, how can they daven in another language when it says you're not supposed to daven in another Lashon Kodesh? So he writes, Rabbani Tzor Fazal, how you know Stim Tam, Laminig Ramu Kevin, she had Tfila Shatzib Mispalem, Kemot Tfos Tzibur, Dainin Amot. Well, because it's the same Tfila that we said before, but Tzibur, it's Mutter. So it's the same Tfila as the Tzibur says, so then it's okay, you can say it in another language. But the other answer he gives, Veli Nira, two lines on the bottom, the Eino Kosher, the Dafka Loshem Zeh Kamar Yehuda Lo Yishal Adam Tzorcho. He said, no, it's only a problem with Aramaic. It's not a problem with other languages. It's to the exclusion of Loshon Aramaic. So the Madonna Yontif on the bottom of the Rosh, in the next source, is, what do you mean? Why is Aramaic worse than any other language? Adarabba, Aramaic is better because it's closer to Hebrew. Why should we be, quote-unquote, machmir with Aramaic? V'tzorach tam, loma shahari mevur, shazel, loshon ukar, loshon akodesh, loma yahu meguna, leinem, there's a Madonna Yontif of Zayim. So he says, v'nir elishim, izeh tam, that's why. Because the perversion of Lashon HaKodesh, so that's why Dafka gets worse, that's what Melanie Yontif says. So in Mela, we can bring that discussion over to Irish. You could say, on the one hand, if you pronounce, you say, you know, Avinu Malkaini, or Hiachash Irish, or Teo, or whatever, but again, whatever your perspective is. So if you say all that, you could argue that it's another language. So if it's another, like the Pesa Frank says, regarding Kriyas HaMegillah. So then it should be okay, at least for those things which can be said in other languages. On the other hand, if you hold that it's a perversion of Hebrew, the way they're saying Aramaic is, so then perhaps that would be worse. So, now, again, Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch Pasim will move to 34, in Aruch Chaim Simen Samach Bey, Sif Aleph, Afal Pisha Mitzel Dafek, Rosh Yeser, Karvalo Dikvot and Yotza, okay, and Yochel Ikros and Sif Bey, Yochel Ikros B'chol Loshem, B'zor Medivrei Shibush, Sheba Oso Loshem, B'dakdek Bo, Kemo B'loshem HaKodesh. You're going to say it in another language properly, and don't mix up in the other language. Okay, so in terms of Lamaisa, we have the remaining sources we'll go through in the last few minutes just to look at. We won't read it all inside, but you're welcome to take and look it over. Our tshuvas from contemporary poskim on these issues. Certainly, you know, in America it became the practice, when I was a kid anyway, and probably a little bit earlier, probably in the 50s and the 60s, to teach everybody Sfaradit in the yeshiva day schools, right? You learned always Sfaradit. So I learned how to daven my father, daven Nusach Ashkenazi. Not only Nusach Ashkenazi, but he pronounced things with a Sof. But in school, everything was with a Tof. So you end up with what the people used to call Ashke Sfarad. You know, they'd mix up, you know, so you'd have people, you know, mispronouncing words, and half the time they'd say, well, I mean, we had sometimes Ari Amazay, you hear a kid laning for his bar mitzvah, say half the tofs are a T and half the tofs are a Sof, you know, and it's a mishmash, because they hear one thing at home, perhaps, and the father makes kiddush, and they hear another thing in the school, and it's a whole confusion. Not only that, but you have in modern Hebrew, the Israelis, you know, when the state was founded, and maybe before the state was founded, they adopted a certain practice in terms of standard modern Hebrew. So they kind of picked certain things. So some like to point out, they picked the worst of both. They picked the Sfaradi vowels, So everything is odd. There's no difference in the comments and the patach, but they pick the Ashkenazi consonants. So they don't make a difference between, you know, between the, you know, certain letters and so on. So it's a, again, it's a confusion. So what happens with the, you know, with the proper pronunciation? Where does all this fit in? So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva that I printed here in source 35. It's Igus Moshe Archaim Chelik Gimel Simon Hey Beinian Shina Haavoros in Yochel Shano. So can a person change? It was written to Michal Twiski from Milwaukee. He says, Hine bedover shina havaros ben anche ashkenaz ben anche sfard vaday ein lishanos me havaros shel avoseinu shekoren behavaros u alfei shonim. I don't know, is that true? Thousands of years? Okay, that's a Moshe right. You should not change from your ancestors and so on or pronounce it a certain way for thousands of years. Okay? Especially as a machokas, how to pronounce it and so on. He writes in the third line, the Hari Lebnei Ashkenaz, Eino Emes Kavaros Sfardis. But for the Bnei Ashkenaz, the Havaros Sfardit, the Sfardic pronunciation is not correct. Ubiprache Bnei Ashkenaz Hayu Harob B'choladoros. Over the years, there are more Ashkenazim than Sfardim. Ela afim name of the mistabash aleka pluk to ladina shneim ayuk shen ladina. He wants to suggest that maybe no, they're both right. Elu ve'elu, they're all correct. Halachora muchrochen lomar ken. You have to say that the kriyas chalitza hanikah b'loshan kodesh, part of the chalitza process has to be that you make a declaration in Hebrew. And if you're going to tell me that one pronunciation is wrong, so that's going to cause major yuchsin problems. You know, they're going to say you're not yotze with the other pronunciation. You have to say certain things in Hebrew and so on during the chalitza process. You're going to pass up all the chalitzas because they pronounce things differently. He said it's not mistaber. So he writes a few lines later. It's about eight lines on the top towards the end of the line in source 35. Mikol mokom lo mistaber shavoseinu kasher kulam yachad. He said it's not mistaber that originally all had many different havaros, despite what we said earlier from Rav Henkin that maybe the different shvatim all had different pronunciations and different uschos. But Moshe said he doesn't think that that's right. It's hard to imagine. Why do we consider all acceptable loshon kodesh? Here's what Moshe's line: Shem yesh kahal gadol shekorin osan osias atevas benekudos shaloshon hakodesh b'avora kvuah nechshav zeh gam kein loshon hakodesh. He said, if a large group of people following the Gedolim and Rabbanim and so on pronounce a thing a certain way, then it's also labeled Lashon HaKodesh, says Moshe. Af shehu shinoi mehavara shehin dibur v'shinit na Torah. Even if it's not exactly the same that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke. Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, spoke whatever Lashon HaKodesh it was. It was closer to the Ashkenazim, closer to the Sfardim. I don't know. Maybe it was closer to the Yemenites, because again, Esav Besodcha, Hakanof Pasil, doesn't really work in our way. But that's what Moshe Feinstein writes. He writes that there's no, that if a Kol Gadol pronounce it that way, then it's okay. And he says, Hu Muchrach, the Havaros Mishunas, Mitzis, Ika Gamavar Ashkenazis Gufa. There's so many differences in Ashkenazim themselves, between Anche Litta, Anche Poland, Anche Ungarn, and so on. They're all Bnei Ashkenaz. And he says, obviously, they were influenced by, he says on the body, they were influenced by the different communities where they lived and so on, and all of this is considered to be Lashon HaKodesh. At the end, in the last paragraph, he admits, Aval ein yodualanu ezehi havar amitis. We know exactly which is the most correct way. We don't know for sure. Lochein eno roshai lashanos mikvishisbala v'seinu. You should stick to what you were educated with and so on, what your parents did. That's a Moshe's tshuva. On the next, beginning on the bottom of the next page, going over the Sridei Eish, that was a Moshe's Aruch Haim Chelik Gimel Simen Hei. This is the Sridei Eish and Chelik Beis Simen Hei. He also writes, and he was talking about the fact that the youngsters we're learning. We look at the top line. Hanaorim shalomdu beis hasefer. Kids learned in yeshiva. Mishtamshim b'mitzvah svardit. They taught svardit, and they come to bar mitzvah. They want to lane in the shul. No one wants to let them lane because they grew up. They want to lane for bar mitzvah because the call davens differently and so on. So he says, I don't want to stick my head into a machlokas in terms of the great poskim and so on. But he says, lamaisa, we allow it. And he says, puk chazim ha'am at the bar. You have to see what people do. Shabakilos rabos yesh tam anoshim aretz shonos shalachol echad yesh havar acheres. Come on, shelitiv, on shegalitzia. Shemeshunavaros are very different. Becholzos manichim lechol echad mehem lavar lefnei tevel liker b'tor ve'ein mocha neged zeh. Lamaisa said the Sridei Eish in our communities, and he was in Switzerland, but after the war, he writes that at this point, every community is a mixer. Everything mixed up in different people from different backgrounds. So Mameli says that it's allowed. And nobody yells about it, and we can allow it. And it's interesting that, notwithstanding, Yaakov Emden, who knew how to talk sharply, in the Sefer Morotzia, he objects to the fact that the Sfardim sort of equate the Patach and the Komatz. I just tuck this in, and you can read the whole thing. But he says the last line of source 37. It's late. I'll do the last line. Al kein somach libi ba'od Hashem b'chol libi sh'asani Yehuda Ashkenazi. He said, new bracha, shalom asani sarti, right? He's very happy because he said, I'm overjoyed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me an Ashkenazi because that way I'm able to pronounce it correctly. And he writes in his Siddur, the Beis Yaakov, that's the Yaakov Emden, he objects though to some of the Ashkenazi changes where the segel becomes a tzeire again, like Melech, and the segel and the tzeire becomes a patach and so on. He objects that also. And verse 39 is a mistake. I apologize. There's something I wanted to bring from Rav Yosef, but that's the wrong marker. Rav Yosef writes and defends naturally the Sephardi pronunciation, and he says that they're right in most of the cases, more correct than the Ashkenazim in many of the cases. And he brings a raya. He says you look in Tzur Mishi about the Patach and the Komat. He says you look in. He said Rabbeinu Bachai objects. You're not supposed to say Adonai because that's wrong. He said, what do you mean? Who says it's wrong? Look in Tzur Mishalo. Tzur Mishalo we all sing on Shabbos, so it's a poem, right? Tzur Mishalo Chalma Borchu Emunai. So Vanu Behosanu Kidvar. You can say Adonai. You ruined the rhyme. So it's a raya that doesn't work. It's a raya. The Rebbe wrote Tzur Mishalo pronounced it that way. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's. Rav Avadya Yosef certainly defends the Sephardi practice. The Minchas Yitzchak in Source 49, Weiss, Nerech HaRedes, and Mamash wrap up. I don't want to hold up the next speaker. The Minchas Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Weiss, and the Tshuvas Chayim Dalet, and Mem Zayin Oz Gimel. Again, they were trying to, this was a response in Eretz Yisrael, to get all the everyone to pronounce it in Havara Sfaradit and so on, and he says it's not correct, and we have to stick to our own practice. They quote the Rav Nosson Adler. The Rav Nosson Adler was the Rebbe of Chassam Sofer, but he came to the conclusion that the Sfaradim were correct, so he started pronouncing things like the Sfaradim. They ran him out of Frankfurt after that. But he was, he mentions that in this piece, of the Stipler in Karnei D'Igrisa, in Chelek Aleph, Sim Kuflam, and Ches, the bottom of 41, he discusses some of the things and he implores, and it was a whole issue. So some of the Rabbanim from Bnei Brak asked the Sfaradim, I'll call upon him to change the pronunciation of the Shem Hashem, based on Rabbeinu Bachai, who's a Sfaradi. They asked us they should change all of the Sfaradi, at least the Shem Hashem, at least the Shem Avayu should correct. And so they answered back, what do you mean? Half the Ashkenazim also pronounce the Shem Avayu wrong, because guy, it's true. Guys say a lot of times, Adinoi, right? Adinoi, like Baruch Atah, you hear the word Adinoi, or Adinoi with a Shema, it's also not correct. So they said, please tell us to change, you should change. You gave a whole minute, I don't think anybody changed. I'll just end, I mean, there's more to read. You have time, take a look. At some of the sources we'd like to take him home. Rav Kook writes, the people should stick to the minhagim, but at the same time, we should be tolerant of everybody. And he ends the last line, we'll close with this, Hashem Yisbarach, Yahafek, Sofa, Brurim, Heir, Lechol, Amen, Likro, Kulam, B'Shem Hashem, V'hi Hashem Echad, U'Shmo Echad. He refers to, looks forward to the day when Hashem is Echad and Shmo Echad. What do you mean, Shmo Echad? His name will be pronounced the same way by everybody. Everybody pronounce it the right way. Yisrael, Goy Echad, Ba'aretz, Yushai, De'orosh, Hamashifted, Kena, B'Shuv, Hashem, Shuz, Amo, and so on and so forth. And so therefore he says, everybody, Chol Yisrael, Yasu, Aguda, Achaz, Below, Shum, Pir, Rishin, Klal, Al Pi, Aras, Abezan, Agoro, Asher, Yeshe, Belishkas, Agozes, Beveis, Kachena, Besivatena, Shibon, Meherman, Amen. Thank you for listening. Have a nice day.
When I went to school, there was teaching.
Thank you very much for Tavis. We'll try to make sure everyone was terribly there. Smart for the sale on the